Close your eyes and watch your breath. Try to stay with the breath all the way in, all the way out. Any other thoughts come in right now, just let them go. You don't have to chase them down or chase them away. Just don't pay any attention to them. Give your full attention to the breathing. And ask yourself what kind of breathing would feel good. You can experiment for a bit. Keep up with the long breathing or try short breathing. Heavy, light, fast, slow, deep or shallow. Experiment until you find a rhythm and texture of breathing that feels really good right now. And as I said, any other thoughts that come in, you let them go. This is called right effort. Usually when we hear the word effort, we think of going out in the sun, working hard, sweating a lot. But this kind of effort is effort in relaxation. The body is relaxed, but the mind has to be alert to make sure that it stays with what's skillful. In this case, what's skillful is being mindful of the breath, being alert to what you're doing, and trying to do it well. It's an effort in the mind, but it's effort with a sense of well-being. There's the effort in and of itself is happy, because you're doing something good. And you're doing it with a sense of ease, physical ease, breathing in a way that relaxes all the tension in the body. Think of all the tension in the body being swept away by the breath, or washed away by the breath. The breath is a whole body process. So it can clean away all the tension in the different joints or different muscles. So physically, it's easy. It's relaxed. Mentally, you have to be very alert and very active. After all, that's where the problem is. The mind causes itself suffering. If you want to understand the mind, you have to develop the mind, work with the mind, so you can understand why it's ignorant and why it doesn't have to be. There's effort in goodness, effort in happiness. Not like the effort in the world, a lot of the effort in the world. There's a lot of strain and a lot of pain. And sometimes there's not much to show for it. But with this, the body is relaxed, the mind is alert, the mind is clear. Happy knowing that you're doing something good. Confident that you're doing something really worthwhile. That's going to be good for you now and on into the future. And it's happy in the doing, pleasant in the doing. So even though we hear the word right effort, and it may sound a little bit unpleasant, the effort itself is pleasant. It's good all around. And this is the Buddha said, it's part of the path to the end of suffering. What suffering? The suffering that we're causing ourselves that we don't have to. The problem is we think we have to. All the things we do that are unskillful. Something inside us thinks we've got to do it. But we don't. That's what the Buddha discovered. You've solved the problem of suffering, you solve all the big problems in life. So this is good work. Good in the doing, good in the anticipation, good in the results. It's hard to find something that's good all around like this. So, pursue it as best you can.